Welcome aboard the Pirate's Code podcast, where Blackbeard gives you the straight answers, even if they be not politically correct. So, I be asked, what would Blackbeard say about side hustles? I, Blackbeard, believe strongly in deckhand dealing, or working an extra gig abaft the main mast. Maybe bartering or selling wares after the captain's gone to bed. Semper Fi, you devil dogs. Darn the torpedoes. Full speed ahead, as me fellow sailor, Admiral David Farragut said during the Battle of Mobile Bay in 1864. That be as close as me can quote it. This being a family-friendly social media outlet. Don't wait on some scurvy politician to fulfill his campaign promises. It ain't happening. Get off the couch and make something happen yourself. Here be a quote from Sean O'Malley about side hustles. He be a UFC champion and social media entrepreneur. He says, I made 3 times more money from social media than I did from my fight with Aljamain Sterling. O'Malley highlights the lucrative potential of diversifying income streams, leveraging his online presence alongside his fighting career. Madam C.J. Walker overcame racism, sexism, and poverty to become an American entrepreneur, philanthropist, and political and social activist. Walker is recorded as the first female self-made millionaire in America in the Guinness Book of World Records. Multiple sources mention that although other women might have been the first, their wealth is not as well documented. Walker made her fortune by developing and marketing a line of cosmetics and hair care products for black women through the business she founded, Madam C. Here be me, suggestions on some potential moonlighting missions. If ye already got a day's duty, but ye seek extra booty, work an extra trade, undercover a night. 1. Freelance ferocity. Sell your skills for gold. If you've got a sharp cutlass of a skill, be it the pen, the paintbrush, or the mighty keyboard, then freelancing may be the finest trade wind to fill your sails. Writers can scribe articles, blog posts, or even ghostwrite books for those with coin, but no craft! Designers can ply their wares, making logos, flyers, and ship sails, or, in this modern world, websites and brand kits. And teachers, ye can tutor via the magic mirror, Zoom they call it, and teach landlubbers everything from Spanish to algebra. Platforms like Upwork, Fiverr, and TopTal be like bustling pirate ports, full of clients seeking skilled crew. Ye can start small, build your reputation with fine work, then raise your rates like the Jolly Roger in a storm. A well-run freelance side gig can turn into a steady tide of doubloons, or even replace your land job if fortune favors ye. Blackbeard meself participated in the Buccaneer bonus. That extra stream of coin you bring in beyond your main plunder? A little something on the side to keep your pouch jingling. I didn't just raid merchant ships. I got a Buccaneer bonus teaching swordplay to noble lads when we be marooned during hurricane season. 2, crafty corsair. Make and sell handcrafted goods. Batten down the hatches and ready your hands. For if ye have a knack for crafting trinkets or treasures, then gold awaits in the markets of Etsy and beyond. Whether ye stitch fine clothes, forge jewelry from old ship nails, or carve wooden keepsakes with your trusty blade, folk love a handmade item with a tale behind it. The key be finding your niche, matey. Are ye a weaver of sea-themed soaps? A brewer of candles that smell like salt and rum? Then brand it well, take fine photos, and hoist your goods on a marketplace like Etsy, Amazon Handmade, or even at local markets. Tell the story behind the craft, and you'll find folks will pay more for what feels rare and true. Hi, with time, this humble crafting can grow into a full hold of treasure. Working for yourself can be a daring venture pursued outside the usual duties, often with a cunning twist or clever edge. I knew one lass that had a gold-seeking gambit selling potions to love-struck sailors. 3, digital pirate, content creation across the seven webs. Now here's a hustle that'd make even old Blackbeard whistle a shanty. Set sail on the digital seas by creating content, be it through a blog, a YouTube channel, or a podcast of your own. The entry price be low, but the bounty can be vast if you strike the right wind. Teach a thing, tell stories, share your passions. Folks today pay attention with their coin purses as well as their eyes. The secret to this side gig is consistency and niche. Find your topic, be it cooking, coding, or parrot training. Then create content regularly. Monetization comes from ads, sponsors, affiliate booty, and selling your own goods or courses. It takes time, aye. But once the wind catches, it can carry you far. 'Tis the slow burn that can light a firestorm of riches. Fourth pit plundering. Care for beasts, reap the gold. Ye ever met a landlubber who loves their beast more than their kin? Ah, they be plenty. And they'll pay handsomely for someone to watch their furry first mates. Offer your services as a dog walker, pet sitter, or even a mobile groomer if you've got the knack. Sites like Rover and Wag act as your lookout, connecting ye with pet owners who need a trustworthy hand. Some swabs even offer pet photography or make custom treats. Aye, there be more to pet plundering than walking dogs. Ye can build a loyal crew of customers and expand by word of mouth, like tales passed round the tavern. Best part, you get paid to play with animals and enjoy the open air. That's a fine trade, by thunder. Beyonce, singer and businesswoman, would agree to a privateer pursuit. An extra endeavor under your own flag. Not full piracy, but close enough to fund your rum and rations. Here be her quote. I strongly believe if you work hard, whatever you want, it will come to you. I know that's easier said than done, but keep trying. Queen Bey emphasizes the importance of perseverance and hard work, qualities essential for any successful side hustle. One of me deckhands admitted to meself, when the sea be calm, I take on a privateer pursuit fixing sails for other crews. I commended him for his ambition. Will Smith, actor and producer, said, don't let success go to your head and failure to your heart. Smith advises maintaining humility and resilience. Key traits for navigating the highs and lows of entrepreneurial endeavors. I recommend that every deckhand have a profitable pastime that keeps the coin flowing steady, even when the main ship's anchored. Let's weigh anchor and dive deep into this next round of enterprising endeavors. 5. Delivery deckhand. Ferrying goods for steady gold. Hoist your satchel and ready your boots, for joining the crew of delivery deckhands be one of the simplest and fastest ways to haul in coin. Whether you ride a steed, pedal a bike, or command a steel beast with four wheels, services like DoorDash, Uber Eats, Grubhub, Instacart, and Amazon Flex always be looking for new recruits. Aye. The ports be full of folk too busy or too lazy to fetch their own grub or goods, and they'll pay well for the service. The bounty grows during the feasting hours, lunch, dinner, and weekends. And ye can choose your own hours like a true freebooter. Bonus doubloons await if you brave bad weather or work in high demand zones. With a bit of strategy, good ratings, and a steady rudder, a delivery side gig can net ye hundreds a week. Just remember to batten down your car with snacks and tunes, and you'll be cruising toward riches faster than a clipper in a gale. 6th, tutor and tactician. Share knowledge. Reap the gold. Ah, the power of a wise mind. If you've got book learning, or be an expert in math, languages, music, or the dark arts of test prep, then tutoring be a fine way to earn silver and respect in equal measure. Sites like Wisent, Chegg Tutors, and even the old social media allow ye to offer your wisdom to young lubbers and floundering scholars in need. With online tutoring, you can chart a course across the globe, teaching students far and wide without ever leaving your cabin. The gold can be fair, $20 to $80 an hour or more, depending on your subject and reputation. The more success ye bring your pupils, the more word of mouth spreads, and soon you'll have a fleet of loyal clients. Aye, nothing builds confidence and coin like helping others chart their own course to success. Seventh event, Buccaneer, Party Planner, and Master of Merriment. Now here be a side hustle full of revelry and riches. If you've a flair for making merriment and a head for details, offer your talents as an event buccaneer. From birthday bashes and corporate galas to weddings and pirate-themed festivals, folk always be looking for someone to take the helm and keep the party afloat. You can start small, helping with setup, decor, catering, or just keeping the punch bowl full. As your name grows in the taverns and towns, ye can offer full event planning services and charge by the hour or the gig. Even niche roles like DJing, bartending, or balloon sculpting can fetch a pretty penny. Aye, you don't have to be the party, but making it happen puts gold in your chest and joy in your sails. 8. Renting riches. Let your space and gear earn their keep. There be gold hiding in the very planks beneath your boots. If you've a spare room, a shed full of unused tools, or even a trusty old caravan, renting them out can line your pockets without raising a finger. Airbnbs be the classic route, letting landlubbers lodge in your quarters for a fair price. But don't forget platforms like Neighbor for storing other folks' treasure. Fat Llama for renting tools and gear, or Turo for sharing your landship, car. The beauty of this side gig be that it works while you sleep, swap decks, or chase other hustles. Just be sure to protect your property like a true pirate. Good photos, clear rules, and fair terms keep the riffraff at bay. With a little care, ye can turn idle space into a steady stream of income. Passive booty, as they call it in the new world.
Ah, Blackbeard baby, I can't let you have all the fun. Women can participate in the things you have mentioned, but I have a few ventures I would like to add to the mix, with a hint of feminine pirate flair. Ahoy there, me spirited sisters of the sea. Arabella here, speaking heart to heart with all you bold, bright and beautiful lasses looking to fill your own treasure chest. Whether you be a land-dwelling lady or a seaworthy siren, I've got a handful of golden side ventures just for you. Let's talk about earning extra coin with skill, grace, and a wink of wild-hearted pirate fire. 1. The Beauty Buccaneer. Darlings, if you've got away with a makeup brush or a love for mixing up sweet-scented potions, the world of beauty's got riches waiting. From selling handmade soaps and sugar scrubs to starting your own cosmetic line, or even becoming a rep for a brand you believe in, you can turn every vanity table into a treasure trove. Try this line. I sell sea salt spray that makes every lass's hair look like she just stepped off the deck of a privateer. It's not just beauty, love. It's confidence in a bottle. 2. The Seamstress of the Storm. If your hands be crafty and you've a good eye for fashion, stitching or sewing can bring in some shiny doubloons. Take old garments and breathe new life into them, upcycle, design or mend. Sell your creations at local markets or online and folks will come far and wide for a piece of your magic. I have a friend who says, I started by sewing patches on torn breeches. Now I've got noble women ordering custom corsets and festival garb. One stitch at a time, loves, that's how you build an empire. 3. The Wise Wench. Wordsmith. Oh, the power of words. If ye've a way with writing, you can scribe blog posts, edit papers, or pen tales of romance and high seas adventure. There be gold in ghostwriting, and many a merchant or sailor needs help telling their story. Don't doubt the value of your voice. It can earn you more than a chest of pearls. A lass I met in the last port told me. They hired me to edit their tales, but now they're asking me to write them from stem to stern. Turns out a silver tongue is just as powerful as a sharp cutlass. 4. The charming corsair. Got the gift of gab and a clever mind? Become a virtual assistant or social media queen. Help busy folks keep their sails trimmed, managing emails, creating content, or steering their brand through the waters of Instagram and TikTok. If ye can juggle tasks with flair and a smile, they'll pay handsomely to keep ye aboard. Here be a quote from a landlubber who took me advice. They said I had too much charm for one woman, so I started selling it in captions and content calendars. Now I run 3 accounts and get paid to post. 5. The treasure huntress. You've got an eye for treasure, do you? Then hit the thrift stores, flea markets, and sales where others see junk. But you see gold. Find vintage fashion, rare trinkets, and designer gear, then sell them on sites like Poshmark or eBay. The thrill are the hunt and the joy a profit. It's a pirate's dream come true. I myself once found a velvet coat for 3 coins and sold it for 30. That, my dear sisters, is the kind of plunder I can get behind. Think like a pirate, me lovelies, and don't be completely dependent on the captain of your ship. So, to all ye mighty lasses listening, never wait for a captain to give you permission to sail. Set your own course, hoist your own flag, and chase that gold with pride. This world's full of treasure, and it's yours for the taking. Now who's ready to make some magic and money? Arabella, signing off until next tide.